So as I said in the introduction, we are midway through Advent, and my question to you is, how is it going? No, really, how's Advent going? Pretty good. The shopping good thus far? I mean, you got to get there. I know you got to buy things, so I hope. One of the things that I did this year was declutter my Christmas. There's only so many parties I'm going for. One at Immaculate, one at St. Helen. I'm not going for. I'm tired at the end of Christmas. So that's one of the things that I've done. First Sunday of Advent, I said that this Advent we are invited to step back, examine, ask God for renewal, remember that? And last week I said, God is offering us comfort, but God is also giving us a challenge and a responsibility, remember that? At the parish council meeting last Wednesday, one of the people said, I really took the 20 minutes seriously. He said, I'm spending 20 minutes, like you said, Father, the very first Sunday of Advent, I said, every one of us, take 20 minutes. I said, I'm doing that. And I find that this Advent is so different. So that's why I'm asking you, how is it going? Right? I hope, as we reach midway into Advent, you find that you're getting ready for the joy that's being spoken about in today's scriptures. The third Sunday of Advent is always called Gaudete Sunday. Do you hear that? The kids are certainly doing that. They're beating their drums into, okay, they're celebrating Gaudete Sunday. Now, as I reflected upon these readings, the first two readings very clearly, categorically speak about joy. Listen to what Isaiah says. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. Now, you and I know, if you followed the readings from last two Sundays, the reason is the exile is over. And the people are heading back into the promised land. So there's tremendous amount of celebration and joy and freedom and liberation. So that's why Isaiah echoes the joy of the people of Israel. In the second letter, in the second reading from the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, Paul says, rejoice always, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ. Rejoice always. Paul's cause for joy is his realization of what Christ has done for him. So both Isaiah and Paul talk about joy. Then you come to the gospel reading. The word joy doesn't figure anywhere. Neither are the sentiments rather joyous. Instead, there are questions. Serious questions. Questions about identity. About faith, about God, about human quest for meaning. And as a preacher, I'm left with these two sentiments. Joy in the first and second reading. Serious questions about identity and human quest for meaning in the gospel reading. And what I'm going to do in the next three points is to somehow reconcile these two themes so that this coming third Sunday, third week of Advent, you and I can continue with our celebration. So, my first point. The gospel reading tells us that the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask John the Baptist, are you? This is why I said the gospel reading is about identity and faith and God and the quest for meaning. Who are you? John must answer this question. And John goes about answering the question not by telling people who he is, but by first who he's not. I'm not Christ. Are you Elijah? No. Are you a prophet? No. So the starting point of the answering his answering the question is to tell people who he is not. Only toward the end of the passage do we have a clear answer. Once again, he answers the question by not saying who he is, but who Christ is. So if someone would come and ask you, who are you? If you had to answer the question by saying who someone else is, that's a funny way to answer the question, isn't it? So there are a couple of things that I want to say about John's answer. First, that this gospel reading is not merely about the Jews asking John, but this is a question about humanity's search for meaning and purpose. Who are we as human beings? Who are we as the human species? And the answer is found not in who we are, but the answer is found in who Jesus is. Jesus is the model for all of humanity. And that is what John is teaching us. We can't define ourselves by who we are. We can only define ourselves by who Christ is. And what is true of the entire human race is true also individually for you and me. Friends, isn't this the most basic existential question we face? Who are you? Who am I? Really, who am I? And you cannot answer the question unless you say who Christ is. This third week of Advent, I invite you to reflect upon this question. And in answering the question, who Jesus is for you, may you find your own identity, your own faith, your own God, your search for meaning and purpose. Now, in my second point, I want to come to the theme of joy. Paul says, rejoice always. What does he mean by that? It's not like he's asking us to get some drug and be in a constant high. You know, we can't always be bobbleheads that go about, oh, I'm happy. You and I know it's not possible, right? We can't do that, can we? The real meaning of joy is the contentment that comes from knowing who Jesus is. That was my first point. Once we recognize who Jesus is, and once then we discover ourselves in Christ, like John the Baptist, then we are entering into experiencing the joy that today's readings are talking about. We define for ourselves who Christ is, we find our identity in Christ, and then joy also comes from defining our relationship with this Christ. And then there's a third step in this. Once we know who Christ is, once we define our relationship with Christ, we bring Christ to the very center of our existence. Therein lies meaning and purpose of life. This is what John the Baptist is able to do. He tells people, the one who is coming after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The one in coming after me, it's about him. I am in relationship with him. He's the one around whom my life must revolve. He brings Christ into the very center of his ministry. He says, I'm not the light. He moves to the background. He brings Christ into the center of his life and the life of the entire human race. So here is a three-step process. This is the three-step process to joy. Define who Christ is for you. Find your identity in Christ. Define your relationship with Christ. And then bring Christ into the very center of your being, like John the Baptist did. Now, we are ready to face life. Now we're ready to face the uncertainties and the certainties of life. We don't have to be bobbleheads all the time, you know, jumping for joy. But because of this three-step process, we are people who have the contentment of Christ's presence constantly with us, no matter what life has to offer. That is what I think Paul is saying. Rejoice always. Be firm in the knowledge that Christ is in the depth and the center of your heart. And my third point for today. Normally when we reflect upon the Sunday readings, we rarely talk about the psalm response. With the first reading, second reading, gospel reading, but the psalm response always goes unnoticed, except for today, when the psalm is the song of Mary, the Magnificat. And I want you to hear what she's singing. She says, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. Mary knew her God. Mary knew who she is in God, and Mary brought God to the center of her life when she said, may it be done to me according to your word. But then Mary takes us one step forward. The rest of the song of Mary is about God who does great things for the poor. The rich he sends away empty, the hungry he feeds, the proud are scattered. Mary completes her joy by bringing the community into focus. Folks, we are Catholics. We don't fall into the evangelical Protestant theology where it's all about my relationship with God. And as long as I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, I'm saved. I'm not saying that's not important. But Mary teaches us that we are not going to go to heaven alone. We must take one another. The question, who are you, is not only a personal question, it's a communitarian question. Who are we as a parish community? We must enter into the presence of God as the people of God. Who are we? We are a community of disciples. Prayerful disciples. That's what we're trying to do in this parish, isn't it? Mary teaches us to discover the joy of self-sacrifice, the joy of commitment to the poor, the joy of being there for those in need. And I pray that this Christmas, even as we try to define who Christ is for us, try to figure out our identity in Christ, try to bring Christ to the center, that we will also bring people into the center of our spirituality, especially the poor, especially those in need. Let this Christmas not pass without you sharing a part of yourself, not from your abundance. Folks, don't give $5 in charity, because that's easy for anyone to do. But somehow, sharing a part of who you are till it hurts, like Mary, for the good of those in need, do that. And see the joy that comes from that. As we prepare to bring bread and wine to the altar, let us bring our lives before God. Our need for meaning, our search for joy, our longing for the presence of God in the very center of our lives. Let's bring all that to this altar. And let's bring that, because here is where we discover Christ, isn't it? Bread and wine, humbled himself, gave himself completely for us. This is where we discover Christ. This is where we discover who we are. Not individually, but as a community. Let's pray that this Christ will become real for us this Christmas, and the joy that comes from this Christ will be ours as well. The people of God said,